We're for Brisbane and Queensland. These are today's headlines from the Courier-Mail. Health staff are warning Queensland's hospitals are in the worst state they've seen, with a dangerous shortage of nurses, too few GPs, growing mental health presentations, and a spike in COVID and other respiratory cases. The deputy chair of the Australian College for Emergency Medicines Queensland has pleaded with everyday people to speak out so state and federal governments will fix the problem. In recent days, 170 patients were left waiting for ambulances. Paramedics were urged to pick up extra shifts, and hospitals experienced some of the busiest days ever. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Courier Mail at couriermail.com.au or download the app at your app store. In a stunning rejection of transparency, opposition leader Anthony Albanese has declared Australian voters only need to know if Labor will deliver a higher deficit than the coalition 48 hours before polling day. Mr. Albanese repeatedly refused to say what the budget bottom line would look like under a government he led, even as he was continually pushed to answer after abruptly ending a press conference in Western Australia on Tuesday. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
It's been revealed taxpayers have been forced to pay $127 million for variations to major projects across Queensland, with bureaucratic bungles and poor planning leading to cost blowouts. Major projects including the North Queensland Stadium and Fortitude Valley State Secondary College were subject to hundreds of contract variations, resulting in a multi-million dollar cost increase. And cities and towns across Queensland have already exceeded their average annual rainfall, with some already recording their wettest year on record. Rainfall in the year to date has made for the wettest year that Imbul in the Gympie region has recorded since the station opened in 1989. Those are your headlines from the Courier-Mail. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at couriermail.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.